Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Every single day, we are working to protect your right to hunt, fish, and shoot. Learn more about the DSC at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back to our camp house here at Kender Outdoors. Sure glad you're here. Front door to the camp house brought to you by Calming Care from the trusted name Purina. Calming Care settles the overactive dog, the overbarker, the overjumper, and it does it safely over time. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com. Happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day as we celebrate our great country, America, all weekend long. Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, there's nothing you can do this weekend more important than tell a youngster about our great history. And we're going to revisit that history a little on the show today, too, with none other than Teddy Roosevelt, President Teddy Roosevelt. Well, as close as you can get to it these days anyway. My friend Joe Wiegand in North Dakota knows as much about Teddy Roosevelt as I guess anybody on the planet. And when he walks in the room, you'd swear you were looking at Teddy himself. He's performed as Teddy Roosevelt at the White House in movies, on television, in documentaries, in all 50 states, and daily in South Dakota, right there at the gateway to Teddy Roosevelt National Park. Teddy Roosevelt was one of the great conservation minds that put our North American conservation model in place, which has brought back so much wildlife across North America that was on the brink of being completely gone. Joe Wiegand, a.k.a. Teddy Roosevelt, joins us on the show today. Make sure the kids are listening. Also, I'm honored each year in Dallas at the Park City's Quail Banquet and Auction to share the stage with a fellow named John Wayne Walding. Today's his birthday, the 4th of July. If you don't know this American hero, you need to. I work with him on stage there because he's part of the auction. He always gives his time towards quail research and restoration. He was part of the initial invasion of Iraq in 2003 and joined the Special Forces in 2005. Let me tell you a little bit about that. After being awarded the Purple Heart for his sacrifice for your freedom, my freedom, and then received the Silver Star and the Bronze Star for his valor and courage in the midst of life-threatening enemy gunfire. And losing a leg to sniper fire, he went back for more. He attended sniper school himself and graduated at the top of the class after amputation. During sniper school certification, many in his class didn't even know that he was an amputee. John Wayne Walding did that. His name is John Wayne, and he was born on the 4th of July. That's as American as it gets. And he's a special guest in camp with us today at Kender Outdoors. And I'm glad you are, too. Make yourself comfortable. We saved that old chair over there just for you. How about old Jacob Wheeler? This dude just wins. He fishes the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. Jacob, out of Harrison, Tennessee, caught a final day 5-bass limit that weighed 21.6 and picked up that $125,000 in the $1.3 million Tackle Warehouse Pro Circuit Super Tournament, Lake Chickamauga, last weekend. 204 anglers competing from FLW and Major League Fishing, Dayton, Tennessee. Cole Floyd, Leesburg, Ohio, second money. Third place, Jason Reyes, Huffman, Texas. Cody Meyer, fishing out of Auburn, California, finished fourth. And Alex Davis of Albertville, Alabama, fifth. Hey, when you think about it, come see me at Kender Outdoors. Click on the bragging board and look at this behemoth paddlefish out of Oklahoma. More than likely the new world record paddlefish taken with rod and reel. 146.7 pounds. Keystone Lake, Oklahoma. James Lukehart of Edmond caught the fish last Sunday. There's a twist to this story. The previous state record, 143 pounds, was caught just over a month ago by Jeremiah Mefford of Kiefer, Oklahoma. Mefford is a fishing guide. Lukehart was his client when he snagged this huge paddlefish last weekend. Jeremiah Mefford had the state record for a month and then saw it broken from his own boat. The standing rod and reel world record American paddlefish was taken in a Kansas pond in 2004. It's listed at 144 pounds. The largest American paddlefish on record was taken by a spear fisherman in Iowa in 1916, reportedly weighing 198 pounds. Congratulations, James Lucart. Looks like it is the pending new rod and reel world record for paddlefish. How about Tom Wiedek, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho? It's a new catch and release state record West Slope cutthroat trout. 21 inches is a giant cutty. He was fly fishing the North Fork Coeur d'Alene River June 19th, a couple of Fridays back, and it's a beautiful fish. I've got Tom's picture with his cutthroat. On the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com, there are four subspecies of cutthroat in Idaho: the Bonneville, the West Slope, Yellowstone, and Lahontan. We love our dogs, but sometimes they can be obnoxious. Won't stop barking, won't stop jumping on the furniture or people. Calming care from the trusted name Purina gently works overtime to settle the overactive dog. Calming care. Well, let's stretch our legs and grab a cup of coffee. When we come back, Tom Dockin from his Northfield, Minnesota kennels going to help us build a better bird dog.
Hi, this is Bobby Labonte, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors.
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe. Like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching our young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization, with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas. But there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. And we spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations, sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org.
Did you know Trigicon has just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you are hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trigicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trigicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trigicon.com.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's Scott at gootf.com.
Right now is the time to put a solid game plan together for this fall and winter. Dillon hunting blinds keep you warm, dry, and quiet, resulting in more time spent in the field. If you're comfortable, you fidget and move less. Dillon Hunting Blinds are a completely assembled one-piece unit with insulated foam walls. A marine decking fiberglass floor means no rot, ever. Framed glass windows that flip up and in with friction hinges. And drip rails on each window. Need vertical windows for bow hunting? We've got you covered there, too. The classic 4x6 features two fiberglass gun rests and a 4-foot shelf and a super quiet locking aluminum RV-type door. The Dillon name is legendary because of tough, long-lasting construction, competitive pricing, one-piece construction, and all-day comfort. At Dillon, we're ready for fall. Are you? Visit us online at Dillon, MANUF.com.
Folks, come in off the porch. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is back, partners with the Dallas Safari Club.
Thousands of kids and parents enjoy the outdoors today because we took the time to teach them yesterday. We are the DSC, and we are at biggame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. Welcome back to this old camp house on the 4th of July.
Hello, I am David Smith. I served in the Army and the Infantry, and I was a captain. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Last October, Robin and I were just outside of Hot Springs, Arkansas. Well, we were in Hot Springs, Arkansas, for the Mr. Crappie Crappie Expo, which was awesome. And that thing is headed for the Ozarks again this year. More on that on down the road a little bit. But we took a little time. We took a day after the expo was over and went down to Lake Catherine, just south of Hot Springs, and had just a great time with our fly rods, catching little perch and brim around the lake, rented a pontoon boat where we had plenty of room to cast, and just went around the lake catching sunfish all day with our fly rods. Had a ball. And now I read on the Fishing Wire this week where Lake Catherine has been stocked with 38,000 smallmouth. How much fun would that be? On the fly rod. Smallmouth are my favorite fish to catch, period, because they just put up such a great fight. 38,000 smallies stocked in Catherine over the past week. They're fingerlings, but boy, you give that like 2 to 3 years. Here at Kinder Outdoors, we lean on a great staff of pros, and one of those guys is up in Northfield, Minnesota, his world-famous Oak Ridge Kennels. Tom Dockin joins us now. Welcome back to the show, and happy 4th of July, Tom.
Hey, same to you as well, Billy. This is a time of year as dog owners where we need to be especially careful because there's a lot of fireworks going off in a lot of different places, and there's some warning signs that come with that, aren't there?
Well, I got to tell you, there's been more dogs, potential hunting dogs, and I say potential because they never made it to the degree of being a hunting dog, because they were gun shy by the time the 4th of July finished. So this is a real critical time, especially people who have a young dog or a dog that has not been introduced to firearms or noises at all, because, boy, you can take a 1 second bad experience and turn it into a lifetime of a problem for yourself.
Yeah, I know you're a big proponent of, hey, socialize, humanize that puppy, take that puppy with you everywhere. Today may not be the day to do that.
Right, and you know, in a lot of cases, too, it's almost an afterthought. People haven't thought about, like, well, hey, let's go. We're going to go watch the fireworks display. Let's bring the puppy, because, you know, you take them with you pretty much everywhere you go. And all of a sudden, it takes one big boom and it's over. So you don't get a lot of second and third chances, you know, to go, well, hey, I just forget that it has anything to do with hunting and we'll make it better. It can be extremely permanent. And, you know, the fact that it can even happen if you don't take your dog to the fireworks. I mean, you have neighbors in the neighborhood that you don't know are going to be setting off fireworks. And all of a sudden you're just out in the backyard And once again, so I even tell people who have these young dogs, you have to be very, very aware of what your surroundings are. And you may even go like, all right, just for the sake of not wanting this to go south on me, we're going to keep that dog in the house, get some music on, and avoid the situation completely until we can get the gun introduction done. I've even seen adult dogs where you get to where, you know, you're at actually a fireworks display, and you know how loud that can be, and they can be rattled as well. So, boy, you know, and this, I'm really grateful that you brought this topic up, because as a trainer, in most cases, we can't get dogs over a real bad experience like this.
I was going to ask you, typically after the 4th of July, do you start getting phone calls from folks that say, oh, no, Tom, how do I undo this?
Well, even at that point, yeah, it would be nice if we did get the phone calls, but a lot of people just shrug it off and go, well, this has nothing to do with hunting, and we'll be fine. You know, we also get those same phone calls after opening weekend of duck hunting, where somebody has not prepped their dog properly and done a proper gun introduction. They take them out duck hunting and bang that 12 gauge over them right over the top of their head for the first time, and that dog is done. And, you know, and then their response, you know, can be, well, can you have them ready for next weekend? Well, that, hey, I mean, you may never have him ready again. Some dogs can be salvaged, but unfortunately a higher percent can't.
Yeah, there you go. And guys, this this topic can be carried over to field trials. If you're taking that new puppy to a field trial, especially walking dogs, where they're going to be up closer with the shotgun and killing birds, like at a NASPRA, NSPRA trial or whatever, any big loud noise like that that is a shock to the system to these pups, it can carry over and cause really bad things to happen. Well, Tom, enjoy a hot dog today on me, and keep your dogs away from the firecrackers, okay?
You got it. Happy 4th to you.
Tom Dockin is just outside of Northfield, Minnesota. Hey, if you have a dog that you can tell, they get nervous, they get scared when thunder happens, any loud noise, you need to know about this product from Purina. It's called Calming Care. It very gently, oh, it's not a drug, it very gently over time settles that dog that has a bad nervous reaction to thunderstorms or travel. Check it out, Calming Care. There's more at my website, kinderoutdoors.com. Our camp house storyteller here at Kinder Outdoors, well, he was a Texas legend. We lost Ray Sasser a couple of years back, but prior to his death, he was the outdoors editor for the Dallas Morning News for 3 decades. Also authored 11 books on the outdoors, a tremendous outdoor photographer and writer. I asked him once about the great characters that we meet along the trail.
Bunch of them, Bill, but I keep thinking about the Hines family down in Frio County. They got this beautiful ranch down there. It's 8,000 acres, and they've really done a fabulous job of deer management over the years. And these people are not wealthy. They're just making a living off the land, kind of a deal. And they're all named Roy. You know, the first one was Roy Hines Jr., and then his son was Roy Hines III. They call him Little Roy. And then the younger one is Roy Hines IV, and they call him Quattro. It's been a while since I've seen him. He may have his own son by now, and if he's got one, I'm pretty sure his name is Cinco.
Yeah.
But anyway, when Quattro was, his dad told me this story, when Quattro was 7 years old, he came home from school one day. He was sick, and his dad was real sick. His dad had flu or something, and was, I mean, really felt terrible. And so Quattro came home from school, and I thought, well, maybe he's got it too. But Quattro parked up that afternoon, and he went in there where his dad was stretched out on the bed and said, Dad, let's go kill a deer. His dad said, Quattro, I can't do that. I'm wore out, man. I can't get up. And he, oh, come on, Dad. Come on, Dad. He said, no, just take my truck. He said, just take my truck and go kill a couple of does. So Quattro, who's 7 years old, takes his dad's truck, and Little Roy always drove a truck with a standard transmission. So how this 7 year old kid's even shifting gears, I don't know. But he's got his rifle and his dad's truck out on the ranch. And so his mother said, you know, about dark, he comes in and he's crying. And she notices he's crying. And she thinks he's maybe gotten sick again. And she said, well, Quattro, what's the matter? Do you feel bad? And he said, no. He said, I killed two old does and I can't get them loaded. So his mother, Pam, went out on the ranch with him and helped him load his does.
No kid.
Isn't that crazy?
Man, what a way to grow up, though.
It's great.
This is Wayne LaPierre, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder, Outdoors.
At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, Texas, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we're offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and optic for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. But you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things Buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives. Vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry. A huge selection of bison moccasins. Shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd. 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his blue water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Wenschler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin, and every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged in the battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Glad you're back. We still have some big fish to fry here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
A helicopter flies over African bush with the DSC logo on it. When poachers are busted, they can clearly see who caught them. We are the DSC. We are at biggame.org.
Welcome back to Kinder Outdoors, the website, kinderoutdoors.com. Up in Kalispell, Montana, on July 11th, that's a week away, they're going to have a shotgun clinic for the girls. Ladies of all ages, they'll have a gun fit, one-on-one consultation, online coaching, tips and tricks for trap, sporting clays, upland hunting. More details at kinderoutdoors.com. Hey, let's jump on that Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line now and go to East, beautiful East Tennessee, Knoxville. I want to talk to a fellow there named David Anderson. Hi, David.
Hey there. I've been looking forward to talking to you because you caught a giant catfish. That's the first big deal. This thing weighed over 100 pounds, just a giant blue cat. And the second part of this story is you caught that fish on tackle that wouldn't typically hang on to a 103-pounder, a 12-pound test line. It just boggles my brain every time I think about it. Does it make you shake your head, too?
Oh, yeah. I was definitely made my head shake the whole time while hanging on to him, wondering why he ain't broke the line yet.
Yeah. I bet. Well, now, you live in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I guess that's East Tennessee, right?
Yes, East South Tennessee.
And so you've got some great fishing in that part of the country. It doesn't matter what you want to do, I guess. Crappies or what do y'all call them? Crappie?
Yeah, we call them crappie. Yeah, we got crappie, bass, catfish, trout, you know, largemouth. You know, we're ranked, I think, number 6 on lakes in the United States for largemouth bass. Yeah, we got it going on here.
I don't know how you ever get any work done, David, because if I live right there where I could take my fly rod and catch trout in the morning and largemouth bass in the afternoon and eat crappie for supper, I might never go to work.
Oh, I tell you, it can be challenging.
Tell me about Nickajack Lake. I've never been on it and don't know much about it. How big a lake is it? Is it known for its catfish? Is it known for its fishing?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely known for its fishing. The Nickajack is part of the Tennessee River. It's a reservoir, and it's well known for, you know, big bass, big catfish, and it ties in with another reservoir, the Suck Creek River, along with the Tennessee, and I couldn't tell you how big it is. It's a big old place, I can tell you that.
It's a big place, and it holds some big catfish, evidently.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've had our rods hit so hard that just no indication you getting a bite, just pop that line like it was nothing.
My goodness.
We got some big ones we can't get up.
Back on Memorial Day weekend, you caught a 60-pounder out of Nickajack.
Yeah, had a buddy help me out with that one. Yeah, we average between 12 and 25 pounders, and you get anything bigger than that, you're doing something.
I guess so. Well, you've been catching them bigger than that. Now I want to talk about the night you went fishing. And something jerked your rod out of the way it sounds to me like if you hadn't been paying attention, your rod just would have been gone and you wouldn't have this big fish story.
Oh, it'd have been, yeah, I'd never have, it'd been gone. Pastor
yeah.
Jesus, it'd been gone. And
he just jerked it out. You had it propped up in the rocks and he just jerked it out of there, right?
Yeah. I was sitting on a rock wall and I had it wedged in between a crack and thought I had it wedged in there pretty good. And I had my phone on speakerphone talking with a buddy of mine, and I just happened to be looking at it, and I'm sitting right beside it, and that sucker just shot right out of there, and I just cat reflex snatched it. And when I snatched it, I went for a walk. And yeah, it started walking, man. I knew I had something, and I had to tell friends, hey, I'll be back. I'll be going for a minute.
That minute turned into an hour and quite a wrestling match.
Oh, yeah, it was a pretty tense situation. It was like every which way, you know, once I realized when I knew what I had, I knew everything was a precision move every time he moved because I knew that I had light tackle line on there. And the only thing I could do was just play with that drag the entire time. And I just happened to have a real good fishing reel on there.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You must have.
Quantum HD 40 10 bearing reel. And if I'd had anything else, that reel would have seized up and been all she wrote.
He'd have burned that thing up. She'd have stripped the gears out of that thing and never slowed down. That's for sure. My goodness.
Yeah.
You tried to get her in the net after a while, I guess. And she was so big. Do I have the story right that she actually bent or broke your net?
Yeah, on the first attempt, I thought I got tired a pretty good bit, and I got to ease up the top of the water right there at the bank, and which is about a 15-foot deep right there at the one section of the bank, and I slid that net up under there, and it pushed its head down like it's going to dive down, and when it did, the whole ring around the net just bent probably about 5 inches. And I said, oh, boy, can't do this. Plan B.
Yeah. Did you ever end up going in the water, David?
Yeah, I sure did. I did a little, what I call walk the dog, and started walking that fish, trying to walk it down towards shallow water. And then I'd be fighting it, then it'd go ahead of me like it was wanting to walk me. And I got up to about 4 foot of water, and that was my second attempt to get my net on him. And I got my net up under him, and I said, well, here it is, you know, showtime. And I got it up under there, and when I went to cock that net up and that body weight was actually coming out of the water, it just finished breaking my net.
Wow.
Popped it. Brand spanking new. Popped it. And I went in the water.
Oh, my goodness. You were so tired and the fish was so big that you just tied her off with a rope for the night. Then the next morning you got the official scale out there because you had a feeling she was over 100.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, after she blew my arms out, and, you know, just having cranked back the whole time, I knew, you know, how hard it was for me to just lift it up off the ground to get a picture. You know, I knew it was definitely 100. And, you know, I was like, yeah, this got to get this one checked out. I got to be knocking at the door.
Yeah. 103, not quite a state record, but man, oh man, 103 on 12-pound test line. That just amazes me that you fought that fish for an hour. Tell us what fishing line you were using, because I'm impressed.
Yeah, I was using a Berkeley Trilene monofill.
Okay.
12-pound test. And Berkeley Trilene.
It did the job. I have you heard from the folks at Berkeley yet? Have they called and said, hey, we want to send you a spool of fishing line?
No, I sure haven't heard from them, no. No, I sure haven't heard from them, but, you know, it's been put out there, you know, of what tackle and gear I've been using, and, you know, and I'm really shocked how, you know, it's brand new fishing line that I had all day, you know.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't about three days old, and, you know, just had a polymer knot tied, and I was using a circle hook, and I guess the only reason why my line didn't get popped off is where I had the hook set.
You said you tied a polymer knot. Did you have your weight down? You had your weight below your bait? You had your bait suspended a little bit?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The bass fishermen will do that with a finesse rig they call a drop shot. A lot of people might be familiar with that. What a fish. Biologist there, Mike Jolly, a biologist there in Tennessee, says this fish is probably at least 25 years old. And the shining part of this story is she's still out there swimming. You turned her loose, didn't you, Dave?
Sure did.
Yeah. What made you do that?
Well, I just get to think, you know, took a long time for that fish to get that big. And it's just something I really like to do, you know, in my free time. And I just felt like, you know, maybe some kid out there or somebody out there spending time with the kids, you know, might have a chance to catch them going like that.
There you go, yep. And a big old spawner like that, you turn her loose and she's going to go make hundreds of thousands more.
Oh, yes, I got the genes for carrying on more big fish.
She sure does. Well, hey, I tell you what, you go catch another 100-pounder and I'll be calling you back. It's a cool story, and I really appreciate you sharing a little time with us, David. Thank you so much.
Sure thing, anytime.
And she's still swimming. David turned her loose. That's David Anderson in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Hey, everybody, it's Dominic Zamito with Two Rivers Fly Shop in North Fork, Arkansas. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Billy, are you sinking? It looks like you've got a heck of a hole in your waders there.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
I've relied completely on Buffalo wool socks and gloves for about a decade now, and that's not about to change. When I first discovered Ron and Teresa Miskin's Buffalo Wool Company, it literally changed my hunting, fishing, and cold weather tolerance. Last year, after a South Dakota freeze that had hunters in our group dropping like flies before the hunt was over, I had no issues and was able to completely enjoy the hunt start to finish. When I shared my Buffalo Wool secret with them later, they were instantly convinced. Buffalo Wool, in harsh conditions, had outperformed all of the other gloves and socks on that trip. They're even warmer than wool, and I feel the Buffalo Wool difference immediately after putting them on. All Buffalo Wool products are 100% money-back guaranteed, but you'll keep them. The Buffalo Wool Company is now selling bed covers that will keep you toasty, even on the coldest night. Check out the website and learn the secret of the Buffalo. It's thebuffalowoolco.com. That's thebuffalowoolco.com. Fish the winter and hunt longer with Buffalo Wool.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and North Fork Rivers at North Fork Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at North Fork Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. North Fork Resort Trout Dock in North Fork, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field, your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caceria. Can see me in Argentina.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Conserving wildlife and the habitat that they need for survival. Come be a part of that with the DSC. Learn more at biggame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kender. Welcome back to Kender Outdoors. Thank you for spending a little time with us. Sure appreciate it. Hey, if you were to nose around Medora, North Dakota a little bit and just ask anybody there where they could find President Theodore Roosevelt, they would take you directly to my friend Joe Wiegand. Joe is the world's foremost Teddy Roosevelt repriser. And on this 4th of July weekend, I thought it might be a real good time to spend some time with you again, my friend. Welcome back, Joe.
Billy Kender, a delight to be with you and your listeners throughout the country and via the internet throughout the world now. And coming to you from Medora, North Dakota, gateway to Theodore Roosevelt National Park and future home of Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum. It's a delight to be with you.
Let me introduce folks to you. Joe visits with me on the air. I try to at least get together with him once a year, and sometimes more than that, to find out what's going on, because the father of the conservation effort in North America, which has been duplicated around the globe now, many attribute that directly to President Teddy Roosevelt. And Joe Wiegand is the premier Roosevelt repriser on planet Earth. You've seen him on television, in movies, on screen. You have performed at the White House, many dignitaries like the President of the United States, Joe. Teddy Roosevelt has taken you places.
Most definitely has, and I think most importantly to all 50 states in our country, because Theodore Roosevelt's legacy is really alive in each one of those states and in some way. And Teddy's taken me to the top of Katahdin, where he climbed as a young man, and I was an older man when I finally got to that highest point in Maine, the northern terminus of the Appalachian Trail. But whether it's Mount Marcy in New York or Muir Woods in Yosemite in California, from sea to shining sea, we give thanks for Theodore Roosevelt and his legacy. And you hit it, Billy, with your listeners and the many fans of the outdoors that listen to your program. Theodore Roosevelt is truly the conservation president, from the national parks to the national forests, wildlife refuges, game management, a founding member of Boone and Crockett and president of Boone and Crockett long before he was our president. His conservation legacy is something that we celebrate and probably is one that unifies people. We talk about the divide in the country and folks seeing things one way or the other way and putting themselves in one camp or another camp. And the legacy of conservation, wanting this country and its wild places to be set aside and kept for future generations, but also for them to be utilized. Conservation for Teddy Roosevelt meant the wise use and utilization. So you harvested the lumber and you mined the minerals and you made hydroelectricity and you did irrigation projects. You just did it in a way that left the natural resources in better condition for future generations and not in worse.
Yes, absolutely. I made mention on the show last week as we opened the show up, I made mention that several statues have come down prominent on the landscape for years, and now thugs tearing down our national monuments and trying to erase our history. I think there's a big education gap.
There's certainly an immediacy. The actions that are ongoing right now are of great concern, especially when we realize that, there's a tradition of pulling down statues, right? We pulled down a statue of King George, famously, at the beginning of the Revolution. We recall the thrill of seeing the Iraqi people pull down a statue of Saddam Hussein. But, Billy, rioters and criminals in Madison, Wisconsin, tore down a statue of a Union general who was an abolitionist, and they tore that statue down, decapitated the statue, and threw it into the lake there, on the shores of which is the University of Wisconsin at Madison, where the great Aldo Leopold, the great conservationist who himself was an avid hunter. You know, that we're in odd and challenging and disturbing times, in that one of the wonderful statues that we know of Theodore Roosevelt is done by A. Finister Proctor, a great sculptor. It's an equestrian statue, Theodore Roosevelt in his colonel's uniform, There are big size, monument size statues of that same statue are in Portland, Oregon, Minot, North Dakota, Oyster Bay, Long Island. A new one has been installed in San Antonio, Texas, at the Alamos Plaza. But the same man who gifted that statue to Portland, Oregon, and to Minot, North Dakota, was a friend of Teddy Roosevelt's here in Dakota Territory ranching days, Dr. Henry Waldo Coe. He gave three statues to Portland, an Abraham Lincoln, a Theodore Roosevelt, and a George Washington. It was the George Washington statue given by Dr. Coe to the people of Portland that in the last 2 weeks was torn down, defecated upon, an American flag burnt upon that statue. There haven't been any statues of Theodore Roosevelt torn down, but we have gotten word that the city of New York and the American Museum of Natural History have decided to remove the statue done by James Earl Frazier of Theodore Roosevelt in front of the American Museum. And I do believe that that's a sad occasion.
It is absolutely a sad occasion everywhere that it occurs across this country. And I worry about Mount Rushmore and who's fooling around with that up there. Now, it makes us stop and pause. And the things we've taken for granted through all of these years, Joe, it makes us pause and wonder what's next and what do we do as American citizens. So there's a vote coming up in November, and I believe it's an important one, Joe, that we all must get off our fannies and go participate in.
Most definitely so. The duties of citizenship. We often have grown up in an era of late where the rights of citizenship are prominent, and that's important. They're balanced, and Theodore Roosevelt most often spoke about the duties of citizenship. And he did not have much sympathy at all for the armchair reformer, the person who from the safety of their own parlor held forth or wrote letters and letters to the editor. Well, our version today is to post something on the internet. That's not affecting change. That's not making your community a better place. This is a time for people to get out and speak to their neighbors and make sure that people go and vote and vote for the candidates that they feel will do the right thing. We must recall that in New York City, the statue is on property owned by the city of New York. The statue itself is owned by the American Museum of Natural History. As a matter of property rights, they are indeed entitled to do with that statue and with that property what they will. Hopefully it will still be on display and be an opportunity to interpret and talk about the statue, and if they don't wish to display it in New York City, we'd proudly do so here in Medora, North Dakota, where we keep Theodore Roosevelt's legacy alive. The trouble comes in part, however, when we see that it's not just these most immediate events. This has been happening for well over a decade. Billy, I visited in 2008 Teddy's 150th birthday celebration throughout the year. I went to Altoona, Pennsylvania, where Teddy helped settle the anthracite coal strike in 1902, helped defuse what otherwise might have been violent. And they were tearing down Theodore Roosevelt Junior High School, and across the street, the students were already attending Altoona Area Middle School. In recent years, Theodore Roosevelt Middle School in Louisiana has been renamed Tom Benson Middle School in honor of the late owner of the New Orleans Saints. But this idea of taking away the names and the monuments to people who indeed were heroic in our history is something that's been going on for a long time, and we're just seeing the most violent and I think the most egregious examples of that effort right now.
Joe Wiegand appears as President Theodore Roosevelt every day, just about, during the summertime in Menorah, North Dakota. We're going to visit with you more, Joe, but we have to get up and stretch our legs a little right now. And hey, while we take that break, why don't you check out Joe's website, TeddyRooseveltShow.com.
This is Eddie Salter. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
In the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Safari may be deep in the African bush, or maybe a trip with the grandkids to a neighborhood pond. No matter where you safari, we fight for you at the DSC, biggame.org.
Thanks for getting a little camphouse time with us at Kinder Outdoors, whether that's a broadcast or a podcast from your favorite podcast provider. By the way, you let them know that you'd like a free weekly download of Kinder Outdoors, Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hey, they'll send it to you at no charge. You listen when you want to. However you listen, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it. This corner of the camp house is brought to you by a product that I have known and loved and fed to my dogs for decades, and that's Purina Pro Plan. There's a Pro Plan formula specifically built for your dog. Hey, pick up a bag at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Before the break, we were visiting with my friend Joe Wiegand up in North Dakota, who is the world's foremost Teddy Roosevelt repriser. Teddy Roosevelt, President Teddy Roosevelt, was the force behind our national parks and our conservation model that's proved to be so effective over the past 100 plus years. We're going to pick up our conversation with Joe Wiegand coming up in just a little while. Plus, John Wayne Walding joins us on this 4th of July. John Wayne has a Purple Heart, a Silver Star, and a Bronze Star. If you've never read his story, you should do that. Just do a web search on John Wayne Walding and read about this remarkable human being. Not only is the 4th of July the nation's birthday, but it's his birthday as well. And he joins us from a little fishing trip up in Colorado later on this hour. Glad you're here. Settle in, make yourself at home.
I'm Daniel Schneider, Major United States Air Force from Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Dawn Schneider, Petty Officer 3rd Class, United States Navy from South Bend, Indiana.
And I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For all that she's been through, for all that we do to ourselves, she's still a great nation, and a happy birthday it is to the United States of America. And thank you to all of the men and women who serve or have served so that we have the freedom to hunt, fish, boat, camp, hike, spend time in a national park, sit in a church pew, proclaim the name of Jesus without too much worry about anyone persecuting us. What a great nation. May we all be better stewards of it. I saw on the fishing wire where, COVID or not, there will be a 2020 Bob Seeley Outdoors Big Bass Splash on Toledo Bend next weekend, July 10, 11, and 12. And this will mark the 34th annual Toledo Bend Big Bass Splash. It always benefits the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. North Dakota has done their spring pheasant crow count, and it's good news. The pheasant population index is up 15% from the same time last year, and last year wasn't shabby. R.J. Gross is the upland game management biologist in North Dakota. He said the number of roosters heard crowing this spring was up statewide, increases ranging from 1% in some areas to 18% in the primary regions that hold pheasants. He says they could sure use a good rain or two, but no severe weather. Hail is hard on pheasants, ground nesting birds, eggs, and chicks. And while the spring number is an indicator, RJ says it doesn't predict what the fall population will look like at all. Brood surveys, they'll start in late July and be complete by September, and they provide a much better estimate of summer pheasant production and what hunters might expect for a fall pheasant population. North Dakota's neighbor, South Dakota, boasts pheasant capital of the world, and their numbers won't come out until late August. If you have bird dogs, let me just tell you, there's no better fuel in the world than Pro Plan Performance Formula from the trusted name Purina. 30% protein, 20% fat, and it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas. I absolutely hated to see this letter circulated to National Wild Turkey Federation members this past week. It says the last 4 months have changed all of our lives. challenged us to reevaluate our priorities and our passions. In short, COVID-19 has threatened lives, livelihoods, and the NWTF. And to sustain our mission, we've had to streamline our organization to better fit the financial reality of today. We still need your help to keep our mission, our operations, and our field work alive at the National Wild Turkey Federation. Replacing the lost revenue from shutting down our fundraising events this spring is the reason that we're issuing a rare call for all to raise an additional $5 million this summer. NWTF is hurting. They do good work and have for a long, long time. They do great work, exceptional work. Even if you're not a member and you can write them a check for a few bucks, sure would help out. I got a note from Becky Keith this week that says, "Hey, Billy, I don't fish, I don't hunt, but I do enjoy listening to the show. I especially enjoyed the advice from your recent program about home defense guns by Mossberg." Hey, Becky, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Thanks for writing, and holler anytime. Let's grab a cup of coffee.
Hey, this is Texas State Turkey Calling Champion Louis Wise IV. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At DSC, the mission has been so solid and successful in the areas of hunter advocacy, education, and conservation that our membership has grown to include people from around the globe. Like-minded conservationists that know the importance of teaching our young people how to fish, hunt, camp, and conserve. If you share the desire to pass along these great rights to your children, consider a DSC membership. Dallas Safari Club is truly an international organization with our roots and annual convention and expo in Dallas, Texas. But there are DSC chapters all across America. We believe that the North American model of science-based conservation works. We carefully vet and support groups that purely work towards science-based conservation. And we spend a great deal of time and money on our future generations, sharing our rich hunting history and heritage. DSC also stands toe-to-toe every day against the forces that would abolish your gun rights and your right to hunt and fish. Stand with us. Visit biggame.org.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and for years I've hunted in some of the toughest conditions on earth. That's why I count on Hornady Outfitter Ammunition. From the back country to the back 40, you can trust Outfitter Ammunition. Featuring corrosion-resistant nickel-plated cases that are sealed watertight and topped with the accurate and rugged GMX bullet, Outfitter Ammunition is designed to perform under the toughest conditions. Outfitter Ammunition from Hornady.
At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, Texas, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we're offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount. Buy that new deer rifle and optic for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
Do you love to feel the thump? Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, presenting the all-new Wally Marshall Pro Series and Speed Shooter Rods by Lewes. For more than two decades, I've been designing the best crappie rods on the planet. The Wally Marshall Pro Series crappie rods are built with IM-8 blanks, cork handles, stainless steel guides, fast tip, and plenty of backbone. Great for vertical jigging, casting, and trolling for crappie. New for 2020, Wally Marshall Pro Series Rear Seat Crappie Rods by Lewes comes in 10-foot and 11-foot, designed for the crappie fanatics that love to feel the thump in heavy cover. Hey, my favorite technique is shooting docks. Wally Marshall Speed Shooters are designed with an IM-8 blank, AVA foam handles, and airwave guides for the perfect shot every time. Speed Shooters come in 5'6" for tight docks, up to 7 foot to get the longest shot. Man, do I love the 7-footer. Hey, be sure to check out all my crappie rods and reels at Lewes.com or MrCrappie.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
Sometimes our office is a bass boat. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
While you enjoy a day at the range, we stand on Capitol Hill and firmly say no to those who would rip that right and that gun from you. We are the DSC, and we're at biggame.org.
Hey, I'm Billy Kinder. This is Kinder Outdoors. Thank you so much for being a part of this camp house today. Sure do appreciate it. And I'd like to invite you to come see us at kinderoutdoors.com. That's K-I-N-D-E-R, like kindergarten. Kinderoutdoors.com. Take a look at Jody. Freedom Hunters sent Jody to Smithers, British Columbia for a bear hunt. Jody served 16 years in the Canadian Armed Forces. And Freedom Hunters sent him on a bear hunt. And he took home a monster, beautiful black bear with a 20-inch skull. And he's on the bragging board at kinderoutdoors.com. Thank you, Anthony Pace, Freedom Hunters. It always brings a smile to our face to see what Freedom Hunters does for our wounded military, U.S. and Canada. As we travel back to North Dakota now, I want to thank my friend Joe Wiegand for hanging on the Big Billy Kinder Outdoors trot line for this long, because I do want to visit with you some more, Joe. Joe Wiegand is the world's foremost President Teddy Roosevelt impersonator, or repriser. He has brought to life the role of Teddy Roosevelt in all 50 states. He's performed for presidents and dignitaries, world leaders, on stage, television, and film. And I'm proud to call him a friend. Joe, welcome back, and talk to us just a little bit about Teddy Roosevelt. He's the guy when it comes to conservation. We all point back more than 100 years ago to Teddy Roosevelt and what he meant to conservation, but it's science-based conservation, Joe. Teddy Roosevelt didn't say, don't hunt the animals. He said that hunting was conservation, is conservation. For folks that might not understand that, how do you think Teddy Roosevelt thought or spoke about hunting as a conservation tool?
We have certainly seen that any species that isn't properly managed might become so overpopulated as to invite disease or famine amongst a species. And wildlife management that includes well-regulated and implemented hunting is something that has allowed species throughout North America, especially across Africa, to thrive. And we all know that the funds that come from the activities of hunting and fishing, the licenses, the excise tax on ammunition and firearms and equipment, all of that goes to fund a robust wildlife management system at the federal and state level. And I would hope that individuals might go outdoors and do some fishing and do some hunting, take some target practice, especially if they're living in a city or a suburban area now where those things like hunting and fishing aren't a part of the fabric of their everyday or every week or every month experience. Try it. Get outdoors. Go with someone who is a veteran hunter and have a little experience to understand and to have that opportunity to, in the environment and in the situation of the outdoors, discuss the benefits and the science of hunting as a means of conservation.
Absolutely. Joe, to wrap it up, this is 4th of July weekend, and what do you think in 2020 that Teddy Roosevelt, whom you've studied so long and diligently, what would he have to say to we, the American people, on this 4th of July?
You know, he preached from the bully pulpit. One senator felt chastised and that TR was moralizing. He said, "Mr. President, you're preaching." Theodore Roosevelt said, "Senator, you're right. And the presidency is a bully pulpit, too." One of the many phrases he's left to us. From that bully pulpit, I think he might speak with a bit of disappointment that we'd lost sight in some of the higher virtues and higher values of this country, those that do indeed focus on making our community a better place through our own efforts, first of all, taking care of one's self and one's family and the extended neighborhood and community, really giving of oneself for the betterment of our culture. And we can do that in so many ways, and we have a long way to go. I don't know that we've yet lived up to the full ideals of our founders, but we should certainly give thanks for the sacrifice that has been made by generation after generation since that Declaration of Independence and our revolution and the War of 1812, the Civil War, on through Teddy's Spanish-American War and the great wars of the 20th century. We've got a lot to be thankful for, a great inheritance. And I think Theodore Roosevelt would say shame upon us if we let this inheritance of a free and prosperous nation standing as a light of liberty for the world, if we let that slip through our fingers because of the short-term confrontations and disagreements that we have as a people. Let's get through this. Let's all participate in the 2020 elections. And then when the results are in, each of us decide to make this country a better place through our own actions and our own efforts. And would love to visit with anybody here who'd like to come and walk the old Elkhorn Ranch. Some call it the cradle of conservation. Find me in Medora, North Dakota. We'll go for a walk in the wilderness. And I bet you there's a lot we can all agree upon.
Absolutely. You can see Joe Wiegand. My friend Joe is in North Dakota, Medora, North Dakota. And you've done this for years and proudly still there portraying Teddy Roosevelt daily at the future home of the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum. Right there, the gateway, the entry to Theodore Roosevelt National Park. What a perfect place for you to work and reprise Teddy Roosevelt to new generations day by day.
I love it when the grandparents and their children and their grandchildren come to the Old Town Hall Theater on a 100-degree day. The best part of the show is the air conditioning, but we do enjoy sharing Teddy Roosevelt with people from throughout the country and throughout the world. And Billy Kinder, God bless you and the work that you do for this country, her people, and the wildlife and habitat of this country. You truly are a great American.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, Joe. You can see more, read more, learn more at TeddyRooseveltShow.com. Joe Wiegand, take care, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
All the best. Take care.
I'm telling you, when he walks in the room, everyone does a double take. He looks, sounds, acts, thinks like TR. Never skip an opportunity to see his show if he comes to your town on tour, or if you find yourself up in South Dakota, North Dakota, make the trip to Menora, North Dakota, and see Joe Wiegand and his Teddy Roosevelt show. Deer are off limits this time of year, whitetails and mule deer anyway, but feral pigs are not. Man, that's a treasure here in Texas. We love to hunt them. Rifle, bow, some people ride them and stab them. I'm not kidding you. John Bonnell, our master chef, Camp House Cook, knows how to cook them. Let's talk about that in the quick minute that we have left here before the break, John Bonnell. Welcome. A lot of people don't realize just how healthy and tasty feral pork is.
It is. The only thing you got to worry about is it's a little leaner than regular pork, so you kind of alter your thinking about the wild pigs.
And so what do we do not to really dry them out when we're cooking them, and what's a real good recipe?
My favorite thing to do with any of the meat you got, whether it's from the hams, the backstraps, anything you've got, is clean it real well of any connective tissue, any kind of silver skin, get pure lean meat, and then grind in some bacon. Buy some whole slab bacon, and at about an 80-20 ratio, 80% pig, 20% bacon, grind it all together, season it up with some garlic, A little bit of fresh thyme and sage are wonderful. Then you got something you can work with for burgers, meatballs, anything you like.
Got a simple, quick campfire recipe?
You bet. Braising always works. I like to get a nice Dutch oven, take a nice, like a shoulder roast or a back ham, a nice big piece, season it real well, brown it as hard as you can in a little bit of oil, add in some onion, garlic, celery, carrots, little splash of white wine and some chicken stock. Put the lid on, cook it low and slow, about 3 or 4 hours. It'll fall apart tender.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Pig Man, and we're about to shoot some swine. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about shooting some pigs with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Way out in West Texas on Highway 287, about 40 miles east of Amarillo, is one of the coolest roadside stops that you'll find. Right there on the south side of the highway sits the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Buffalo Gold features wonderful Western art, one-of-a-kind jewelry, and all things buffalo. Belts, boots, and bison leather products of all kinds. Our buffalo wool socks, gloves, hats, beanies, and more will keep you warm like never before during the coldest winters. And that road trip will feel better, too, with a soft and cozy buffalo down knit throw or lap robe. Unique and beautiful Damascus steel kitchen knives, vintage Navajo sterling and turquoise jewelry, a huge selection of bison moccasins, shoes and boots for hunting, working, or just looking great. Stop in and see us at the Buffalo Gold Herdware Store. Yes, we do have our own herd, 40 miles east of Amarillo near Goodnight, Texas. BuffaloGold.net.
Did you know Trijicon has just introduced an expansion of their hunting rifle scope lines? Whether you are hunting whitetail or western big game, one of the more than 80 new Trijicon rifle scopes is right for your next hunt. These are all in addition to the brilliant aiming solutions Trijicon is known for, like the ACOG, RMR, MRO, and thermal night vision optics. Check out all the brilliant aiming solutions at Trijicon.com.
Covey's Promotions in Grapevine, Texas. Since 1995, has been an industry leader in screen printing, embroidery, and promotional product sales. Covey's Promotions provides unique and creative custom designs, great prices, and quality products for your business, school, large group needs, or any occasion. We can design the perfect logo for your needs while working to ensure that everything fits your timeline and budget. Learn more at Covey'sPromotions.com.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation salutes hunters for the role they play in providing critical funding for conservation. Funds generated by hunting licenses and fees, excise taxes on hunting gear, and donations to groups like RMEF generate funds that fuel land and wildlife conservation efforts from coast to coast. Celebrate how hunting is conservation at our annual fundraising banquet and auction. Be ensuring the future of elk, other wildlife, their habitat, and our hunting heritage.
This is Woody, Woody's Fairly Reliable Guide Service, up on Rainy Lake, Minnesota. I've been taking families, friends, and corporate groups fishing for more than 40 years. Crappie, smallmouth, walleye, and monster pike await you right outside your lodge door. Not only can I show you a wonderful time on Rainy Lake, I can sell you your very own island, as I'm a realtor too. So we can do it all up here and take a two-nation vacation with Woody. Over 90% of our customers make it back to dock safely. We hope you're one of them. Woody at RainyLake.com. See you here.
National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country.
that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
I'm looking at a 12 with a 10-inch drop time. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
Welcome back to the Camp House at Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder. Let me give you our contact info. We'd love to hear from you and find out how you catch the show and where you catch the show. Drop a note, billy@bbkoradio.com. Or if you just want to drop by kinderoutdoors.com, you can see a spot there to leave a note for us. Give us a call anytime, 877-820-BBKO, 877-820-2256. Love to hear from you. John Wayne Walding and I work together at the Park City's Quail event every year, and I always tell him, hey, John, I'm going to get you on my radio show. Well, today it's actually happening. What a great American hero. Not only is his name John Wayne, but this is his birthday, the 4th of July. He is a wounded warrior. He lost a leg in battle. In addition to his Purple Heart, he has the Bronze Star and the Silver Star. And get this. After amputation of his leg, he attended Special Forces Sniper School and became a Green Beret sniper. Most in his Special Forces classes didn't even know that he was an amputee. He also competed in the 2009 Boston Marathon and finished fourth in the hand crank division. Finished in the top 10 in the 2010 New York Marathon. He's one of my heroes, and I'm also proud to call him a friend. John Wayne Walding, I'm honored. Welcome to the show.
Well, I really do appreciate the invitation, Bill. You know, I never take the invitations lightly. You know, my leg will never grow back. And so to have great Americans like yourself want to hear about an old redneck from Groves Neck, Texas talk, it means a lot to me. So thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm a Texas boy, too. So, I kind of swell up with pride when I hear you talk like that. I like that. John Wayne Walding, with a name like John Wayne, and born on the 4th of July. Happy birthday to you, by the way.
Well, I appreciate it. Happy birthday, America.
With a name like John Wayne and born on the 4th of July, you probably sat as a young man at some point and said, you know, I probably should work pretty hard and do something with all of this honor that I was born with.
Yeah, with a name like that, I really can't suck at life, you know. What it is, you know, and people forget that John Wayne did the movie The Green Berets, and so when I became a Green Beret and was going through that school, you know, obviously that's a big deal with him, with Special Forces, and so I've done a lot of push-ups for that guy.
I bet you have, yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to talk a little bit. You and I met on the stage in Dallas at a great fundraiser. Man, it's one of the best conservation fundraisers in the nation for a one-night banquet. They raise a lot of money at Park City's Quail. And you're always really good to be a part of that and help raise money for quail research and conservation. You've got a heart for this stuff, hunting, fishing, and the outdoors.
Absolutely. You know, I grew up, 22 miles outside of Groesbeck, Texas, which is about 3,500 people, and 7 miles of that was down a dirt road. And so being outdoors was just something that I've done my entire life, and making sure that we conserve what made us great is something that I'm very, very passionate about. You know, to your point, I never will forget the first time I was at Park City's Quail and saw just the true, great people that were there and the impact that they have and the good that they do. It was a very, very impressive night, and definitely love getting behind that and raising money for the outdoors and the auction item that I'm a part of. They always it involves veterans getting outside as well as the conservation of quail, and so it was just a great thing to get, to be a small part of it. You know, I'm like Chuck E. Cheese filling in for Mickey Mouse. So I look at it, if I could do something to help raise the money, I'm proud to do it.
Well, you do a terrific job, and that is an auction item that everyone always looks forward to. Groups get together and pool their money to make that happen. It's one of the better auction items every single year. Hunting and fishing, the outdoors, man, when you come back from war and you served so much and went through so much physically and mentally on my behalf, on the behalf of all of us that are freedom-loving Americans, and you come back and you sit down in a boat or in a deer blind away from the ravages of war, where it's just quiet and you and the good Lord, and maybe if you're lucky, a nice 8-point, 10-point, 12-point buck. What does that do for you? It's got to be rejuvenating and healing.
Well, absolutely, Billy. Being outdoors is one of the most spiritual things that I can do. You know, what I love about hunting and fishing and being an outdoorsman is it forces man to be in God's creation as he intended it. Right there, there's no CGI, there's no animatronics, there's just you in that tree, or you, to your point, that 8-point buck, and you may not get it because he's not on your schedule, right? And just because your lure's in the water doesn't mean that fish is going to bite. And that's just truly what I love about being outdoors is, one, it reminds you that God's in control, not you, right? That this is not your plan, this is God's plan that you're on. And, my injury, that was one of the best things that I could have done, was to get back outside and get back in the outdoors. You know, I lost my leg in 2008, and I never will forget, Billy, I got an invitation to go to Alaska on a bear hunt. You know, what redneck don't like to go hunt a brown bear up in Alaska, right? But I had that doubt. I had the doubt that man, I'm one-legged, right? I can't walk. There's no way I can go out in the bush of Alaska and hunt brown bear. There's just no way. That word can't, was in all caps for my life at that moment. And I was very fortunate, to have my wife behind me and really say this is something that I should do. And Wayne Woods with Woods Outfitting, he's the guy. He lost his son in Ramadi, and that's what he does is Purple Heart hunting. And he's like, John Wayne, you got to come up here. I want you to see, what my son Shane was fighting for and what he always wanted. And so I went up there, and Billy, it was the most unbelievable therapeutic, spiritual, motivating thing I've ever done in my life was, to get on that bush plane and land in the middle of nowhere, and then walk through there to the cabin or to the little hut wherever we were, and just remember this is what we fought for, and just to remember you can't, right? After all of this that I've been through and getting shot, blown up, left for dead or whatever it was, I can still do great things, and that's the outdoors is what gave that to me.
Wow, that's huge. Man, that is absolutely inspiring for all of us, And even after your military career, that you didn't sit down in a rocking chair somewhere and say, hey, I'm done. You've been really busy working for yourself and for others since then.
Yes, sir. I've been very blessed. I'm dumb, but at least I know I'm dumb, so it almost makes me smart, right? And I've been very blessed to surround myself with great people here, when I moved back to Dallas. And they really have helped me get into a position that, obviously, yeah, it's going to help my life and my family's, but most importantly, we're going to do a lot of good. One of the companies that I co-founded here is a water company called Live to Give, and it's bottled water, but every bottle you buy, we give half the profits to veteran and first responder charities. You know, it's just it's something that we are all just so excited to be a part of. And Billy, imagine the amount of good that we're going to do just by selling water. Right?
Absolutely.
We ask the people to move their hand just 3 inches in that cooler at 7-Eleven to grab our bottle. That bottle is going to help a kid go to college.
John Wayne, I got to have a fresh cup of coffee. I'm going to run get one, and then we'll come back and resume with John Wayne Walding. Tell you what, while I go grab my coffee, you grab the internet and check out Kinder Outdoors and the link to Live to Give Water.
Hi, I'm Ken Darcy, Chief Executive Officer of Remington. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And when you do exercise your Second Amendment right, in the field or on the range, please buy a Remington.
You might hunt the South Pasture, or maybe the Double Tanks. You've watched that big 10-point for 4 years now. Maybe he'll show up. Or maybe it's a doe you'll hang in the cooler tonight. We're almost out of sausage links and taco meat. Maybe a pig will come by today. Among all the maybes, there is an absolute. Take your wild game to Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. The Masacchio family and their decades of family recipes will have your guests at a whitetail dinner complimenting you on the beef.
Because the way we season them, and then we cry vac them, vacuum seal them, and then let them sit, and then we put them in the freezer. So the spices get to work on the meat for a little bit. If you'll cook them just like a regular filet, you know, like medium rare or rare, it's perfect. I mean, you can't tell the difference.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. CinnamonCreekRanch.com.
Now, more than maybe ever, we could all use a little getaway. And the Vineyards Campground and Cabins in Grapevine, Texas is the perfect spot. We are open for business and with well-thought-out precautions to help keep our guests safe. Bring the RV and enjoy our full-service hookups complete with cable TV, ramped-up Wi-Fi, and space to spread around while enjoying a great view of Grapevine Lake. We can comfortably accommodate any size RV or motorhome with plenty of pull-through sites. The Vineyards also features spacious lakefront cabins, fully equipped with all that you and your family will need to enjoy comfort camping. Our campground store is well-stocked with everything from groceries and ice to firewood and fishing supplies. Don't forget to bring the boat! The Vineyards Campground and Cabins features a private boat ramp with plenty of parking, a private beach, kayak, bicycle and paddleboard rentals, and even a full-service laundry on-site. Come to the Vineyards! We're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. But you'll feel millions of miles away. VineyardsCampground.com.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled, but we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids, and in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's scott@gootf.com.
At Marksman Firearms in Mansfield, Killeen, Wichita Falls, and Granbury, Texas, we know that this is a different kind of year. Income has been affected in many homes. But one thing that never changes is the need to protect home and family. That's why at Marksman Firearms, we're offering a 90-day same-as-cash layaway. First responders and military always receive a 10% discount Buy that new deer rifle and optic for fall with time now to sight it in and learn it well. MarksmanFirearms.com.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at desert guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
I'm Billy Kinder. Welcome to Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. If your local radio station back home doesn't carry Kinder Outdoors, but you'd like for them to, hey, let them know about us, okay? The website is easy to remember, kinderoutdoors.com. Kinder is spelled like kindergarten, kinderoutdoors.com. Tell your hometown station about us and to give us a call. American war hero John Wayne Walding is on vacation with his family out in Colorado. He's sitting there on the back porch overlooking a beautiful mountain lake right now. I'm jealous of that, John. Beautiful setting. He sent me a picture. And I do appreciate you taking a little time away from your personal vacation to visit with me. A lot of our great war heroes throughout the history of our country have been outdoorsmen. Think of Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett, Teddy Roosevelt, Chuck Yeager, John Wayne Walding, no different. Grew up hunting and fishing, and I want to talk to you a little bit about this nation that we both love so much. I would be remiss if I didn't get your take on what's going on in our country. People are outwardly and loudly bashing our police, our very finest that we have out on the streets and cities and towns and counties of America. They're tearing down statues of forefathers. At some point, we've got to stand up as American citizens and say, stop it, don't we, John?
Absolutely. We do need to stand up. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't, you know, make sure that we remind everybody, make no mistake, regardless of the problems that we have, Billy, we are the best country that's ever happened on this planet and has existed, right? If you roll up all the problems that we have and all the people that you see on the news, that's still going to be 1% to less than 1%. Of the great Americans that are in this country. You know, that's I've always been very fortunate to have my life in the military to where I don't care if you're black, white, yellow, green, red, blue, you know, you're in the Army. And I love that, you know, and the people that we are surrounded around here, we just care about, you know, the great things that we're doing in this country. And to be quite honest with you, I try not to even, you know, worry about the crazies, because I know we're better than that. And the best thing that I know I can do is just be that example for people to look at and say, look, we don't have to see color first. We don't have to see this first. We can see somebody and say good morning and mean it. Why? Because they're American. You know, I always say I didn't lose my leg for a Republican or Democrat. I lost it for Americans. You know, that's what makes it. And I've talked to sports teams where we have 80% African Americans. I've talked to boardrooms that have, you know, 80% white people, and they all have the same message, that they truly do know that we are the best. And I just wish that we were, you know, we would remember that. Look, well, you know, I'm from Mexican descent. My mother, Betty Jo Huerta, she was, you know, I always say I'm 100% Texan because my dad was a roughneck and my mom was Mexican, so I had all on top of it. You know, and when I got shot, Mexico did nothing for me. So why is my identity, am I going to say that I'm Mexican-American? Right? You know, I don't like the term African-American or Asian-American. Let's all come together and just be American for, you know, once again. You know, Teddy Roosevelt, the founder of the Progressive Party, eloquently said, there is no 50-50 with being American. You either are or you're not. And I just hope that we can come back to this and remind ourselves that's what we are. We are the best beacon for good on the planet.
Well said. I like that. Hey, if you had to narrow it down to one critter that you could spend time chasing or one particular fish that you particularly like to catch, what's your favorite? What do you like to do, John?
Man, oh, man, that's a hard question for me to answer. it would definitely have to be probably deer. I grew up doing it, And I just remember, you know, being in the stand with my grandfather. He was my hero. And I was raised by him, actually, my grandma and grandpa. And so I just have a good, lot of fond memories, you know, chasing whitetail buck. But man, I love hunting everything from, you know, squirrels to brown bear. It's just fun, you know, like I said. And with my lures in the water, you know, I don't even know. I love largemouth bass. They're fun to get on the end. And, you know, me being a Texas guy, it's, you know, I'm not making many trips to Amazon to have a peacock bass, so I don't know what that's like. But, yeah, stereotypical largemouth bass and whitetail.
There you go. I like that. Hey, I'll tell you what, we're going to get together again, John, and it's not going to be over the telephone. It'll be in a blind or in a boat somewhere. How's that sound?
Hey, don't threaten me with a good time. Come on.
John Wayne Walding on the 4th of July. Happy birthday, America, and happy birthday to you, John Wayne.
God bless you. Thank you, sir.
I highly recommend that you go online, read about John Wayne Walding and his military career and how he, under excruciating stress and physical pain and duress, did things that are, you would think, beyond human capability. What a great hero. What a great and humble guy. Well, on this 4th of July, I wanted to play a little audio for you from another great American hero before we have to go. General Chuck Yeager is 97 now, but just a few years back, he sat down with me on his birthday and talked about his love and history as an outdoorsman.
As a kid, all the kids had guns, and it was really funny. You know, you read so much today about guns and anti-gun people, and it tickled me that Senator shot this guy, and he's the worst anti-gun guy in the world. You know, don't do as I do as I say. You know?
Right.
Anyway, yeah, I was raised in a family in the country, and we subsisted on, you know, I shot a lot of squirrels, rabbits, and deer, and sure, and young bear. If it under a bear under 2 years old, it's excellent meat. But we were raised in the outdoors, and we appreciated it, and that was about it. So.
Well, and you still do today. Now, your grandfather, when he taught you how to slip up on these animals and shoot them, he didn't want those animals running because it might put blood in the meat.
Yeah, you never get an animal hot before you kill it, because it makes the meat tough. And we learned that when we were kids.
Early on.
Yeah. Hell, I was hunting all over the Himalayas shooting Marco Polo shoes
for meat. Ah, yeah, I would love to sit next to you through some of the parts of your life. It's just life.
It was interesting.
You bet it was.
Yeah, I have one place. I'm not a trophy hunter, so I've never hunted Africa, and I have no desire because I'm a meat hunter, really. Right. And every fall I go out and shoot a yearling cow elk, and hopefully with milk on its mouth.
You're out for the meat.
I'm after meat, and I hunt elk and young 2 year old yearling.
Yeah, right. Well, now when you were stationed in Wyoming, you loved to hunt antelope.
Yeah, we couldn't get anything. You know, people would frown on something what we did, but we couldn't get anything with bologna in the mess hall.
Right.
With a chunk of bologna, 8 inches in diameter and 3 feet long.
Oh, yeah.
You slice it up, and that's what you ate.
Right.
And I said, and in 1943, we were stationed in Casper with P-39s at training, and we went from there overseas to combat, and we couldn't get any meat in the mess hall, but this bologna was terrible.
Yes, sir.
And so I sent about 15 of my guys out with 3 weapons carriers and butcher knives, and I went out in a P-39 and charged 250 caliber machine guns, and I herded up about 200 antelope next to a road where I had the guys stationed.
Sure.
And then strafed them, and they cut the good meat off of them.
Right.
And we had antelope steaks for the next month, and then they sent us to Europe.
When a man's hungry, a man's hungry.
Well, there wasn't any hunting, and game was thick.
But it's silly.
We just looked at it as something to harvest and eat. And that's the way we did.
General Chuck Yeager. Hey, I want to invite you to go to church with me Sunday mornings. Just come see me at kinderoutdoors.com, and we'll have the link to the church house for you there. Hey, I do want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together in this camp house today. Happy 4th of July, America. Be safe. And until we meet again in this old camp house, may God bless you and your bunch.